proclamation number 5374 dated the April 24, 1952. Instruction for teaching ministry by God Himself. Mission. I place each of my servants into a position in which he can work most effectively for me, and that means that I determined every person's destiny in accordance with this activity for me and my kingdom. It means that I also determine the nature of his activity, depending on his suitability, his degree of maturity and his willingness. Working for me requires a certain amount of knowledge where it concerns the spreading of the truth. Thus anyone who is chosen to carry out the vineyard work of proclaiming the pure gospel must also be intellectually capable of recognizing errors and take action against them. He himself must have the kind of knowledge which stands up to intellectual scrutiny. I can only use servants for a teaching ministry on earth who acquire this knowledge themselves, that is, who voluntarily desire and accept it from me. I myself must be able to teach them, and this in a way that they will completely understand it and can also support it rationally, although the information will at first be received in the heart. However, most people with good intellectual thought are not devout enough as to hand themselves over to a higher power in order to let themselves be instructed by it. And therefore it is difficult for the truth to be accepted amongst people, since those who receive it from me myself are not accepted by their fellow human beings because their power of judgment is not being trusted. In fact, it is more likely to be denied to them. But anyone who receives the pure truth by hearing my word in his heart will also be granted realization and strength of judgment by me together with the pure truth. Nevertheless, being instructed by me is not possible without a person's free will, on account of which I can only impart my word when this free will requests it from me. Hence you will understand that only a few people can be initiated into my plan of eternity, who can pass the pure gospel on to their fellow human beings so that everything is understandable to them. However, once I have found a recipient of my word who unconditionally hands himself over to me in order to be of service to me, then I will also watch over him with much love. For I consider him a capable instrument for me which is able to accomplish a great mission. And thus I will also give him additional skills which can facilitate his ministry, which protect him from falling prey to error himself and thus could endanger his mission. I give him a stronger sense for truth and error. I watch over him because I watch over the truth which on my instruction shall be passed on to humanity. The truth is clear and pure, without embellishment, without additions. The truth can also be accepted by every person who wants to know the truth. But if a seeker of truth hesitates to accept something, then he does not understand that which he is offered, then he feels an inner resistance to that which does not correspond to the truth. And this feeling is placed by me myself, the eternal truth, into the heart of a person who wants to be of service to me, who is willing to work as a bearer of truth on earth and spread the pure gospel throughout the world. I instruct him myself, and this truly in a way that he will understand and accept everything he receives from me. If subsequently something comes to him from outside, then his heart will tell him what he should accept or reject. For then I will also speak through the heart myself. Everything that comes from me will appeal to him and make him happy, and that which leaves him indifferent does not come from me, even if it also endorses me and my kingdom, it nevertheless is not originated from me directly and cannot lay claim to absolute truth. Nevertheless, it need not be directed against me, but it can be surrounded by many additions which therefore no longer reveal the pure truth. The pure truth will meet far more often with opposition than acceptance. Even so, I instruct bearers of truth for me, especially during the last days before the end. And anyone who listens to them also listens to me. Anyone who rejects them also rejects me. And therefore it is I myself who places the sense of rejection into the heart of the recipient of truth when a cloudy light approaches him, and then he shall listen to me and only endorse that which he has received from me myself. Then he will never spread anything wrong and faithfully carry out the work which he himself has offered to do for me. Amen.